Well, obviously today is Anzac Day, and it is, as it always is, a period for reflection, a period to honour the fallen, to respect the sacrifices they made, and I think also to realise just how important what we take for granted in modern day Australia, how much the contribution of the Anzacs helped create that. Now, I'll return to these themes throughout the program today, but also I want to sound a warning today. I'm very worried that so many school children are being taught a very negative view of Australia these days, that, you know, British settlement was just an awful act, that Australia is complicit in war crimes, that, you know, when we spoke to the, you know, the teachers for Palestine the other day and the mums for Palestine, they think that they refer to the Anzacs as a myth, you know, not something we should honour. The world today is very precarious. You know, we've got a war in the Middle East. We've got the war that we don't talk about much between Russia and Ukraine. We've got China trying to become the next global superpower. And there is a very good chance that in the next 10 years, Australia will be involved in another major war. And we don't know quite what it will be. I mean, it might be China trying to retake Taiwan. We don't know. But the point is, we will be involved. And we are going to need a new generation of Anzacs. We're going to need young people to do what their forefathers did and wear the uniform with pride and potentially sacrifice their lives for the good of our nation. And I just don't know if that's going to happen.